Welcome to Breaking Soul Ties with Shaladio. On this broadcast, Shaladio teaches God's Word on soul ties and other relationship issues affecting the believer. Listen and be blessed. So super excited to bring this news to you. Breaking Soul Ties now comes to Lagos, Nigeria on the 16th of May 2015. Register now for free on www.soulties-niger.xyz. I repeat, www.soulties-niger.xyz. Hurry now and see you there! Soul tie is simply the captivation of your soul by another person or thing. A soul tie is also the attachment of your soul to another person or thing. A soul tie exists when there are things or people you can't just say no to when you should be saying no to them. You can read all about soul ties on www.breakingsoulties.com. Breaking Soul Ties is present on many social media platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, Google+, YouTube, BlackBerry Messaging, and internet radio stations. Please follow Shaladio on Twitter using the following handles: @Shaladio and @SoulTiesTweets to read about tweets on Soul Ties. If you need to chat with Shaladio, you can link up with him on BB using the pin 52C7F3CD. I repeat, 52C7F3CD. You can also email him on breakingsoulties@karisministries.org. That is karisministries.org.
Hello there. This is Shaladio once again, welcoming you to another episode of Breaking Soul Ties. Today we are going to continue our discussion on emotional soul ties. So this is going to be Emotional Soul Ties 3. Emotional Soul Ties 3. Like I said at the beginning of this sub-series, I'll be reading a bunch of scriptures to start, and then we'll go into our discussion topic for the day. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Hebrews 11:15. Hebrews 11:15. It says, "And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned." He says, "And truly, if they had been mindful," so it means that if their minds had been filled with the thought of that country where they came out from, they would have had opportunity to have returned. Then, if you go to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 17, it says, "Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant." Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. So what the Bible is indicating here is that forbidden activity seems to be pleasurable to people who perpetuate it. But then let's go to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 17. It says, "Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel." Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. So we see here from the scripture that the Bible is saying that even though forbidden activity seems to be pleasurable to men, but the Bible is saying that after some time that it will turn into a nasty experience. So we see here from the scriptures that yes, forbidden activity may be sweet, may be pleasant, and it is also conducted in secret, but your mouth shall be filled with gravel ultimately. And that's what the Bible is saying here. So these three scriptures form our basis for emotional soul ties. Now today I'm going to be looking at a subject, one area, aspect of life that I call validation, and we're going to see how validation can cause, or maybe the lack of validation, let's put it that way, can cause things to go wrong in valid marital relationships. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. Now, I just want to lay a foundation here. And the foundation I want to lay is this, that acceptance is one, or should I say, if not, the first testimony of love. So when I say that I love you, one of the things that will come towards you is a feeling of acceptance. That when I say that I love you, I'm somehow communicating to you that I accept you. And one of the things that will make human beings feel good, especially women, is what I call a feeling of acceptance. And I, you know, call it validation. You know, so it's like when I prove that I accept you, there's a nice feeling that you have, and that gives you a sense of worth and a sense of validation. So it's something human. I mean, it's like you pretty much can't, even when you are spiritual, even when you have the call of God upon your life, even when you are supposed to be sold out completely to the things of God, or maybe to the things of the ministry, you also get to a point where there are certain people who are going along with you, and the moment they pull back and you lose their support, something goes on the inside of you. There's that emotional feeling of rejection. You know, rejection, you know, of course, is the opposite of acceptance. So every human being knows rejection. Every human being can feel the force of rejection, no matter how spiritual they are. Because if they did not feel that force of rejection, then at a future date, when they eventually break through with God, they shouldn't be talking about it. You understand? But it's always part of the testimony. When you get to a point without the support of certain people whom you expected to have supported you through that particular phase of your life, then it becomes a part of the testimony that despite the fact that I lost the support and the validation of so and so and so person, God still eventually got me to my destination. Now I'm talking about the most spiritual people within the spectrum. As in, okay, fair enough, they did not do anything nasty, they did not do anything silly, but yet, I mean, they still talked about it when they eventually broke through. Which goes to say to me that the human being knows the impact of acceptance, and he also knows the impact of rejection. And those are, that's one thing that we're going to be having we're going to be studying today. And we're going to read another scripture again, and this scripture is, for me, what I call the ultimate, our position in Christ. That's where we are supposed, that's not just supposed to be, that's where we actually are in Christ. And that is what we should actually, in our experiences, see a manifestation of. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. I'll read verses 5 and 6. It says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. So we see here that even God accepted us in the beloved. So you can see here now that even in our relationship with God. God fulfilled that term. He fulfilled that issue of acceptance. That look, he didn't just die on the cross, or you know, I mean, Jesus didn't just die on the cross and so okay, let me just die for their sins on the cross. Somewhere in the package, we can see a movement by God where he established a covenant of acceptance with us. So it means that God accepts us. And you see, if a whole God has accepted me, as I mean, he's accepted me, he didn't reject me, he didn't throw me away because of my sins and because of what I've done wrong, or because of my sin nature that I inherited from Adam, he has accepted me in the beloved. He has accepted me in Christ. And you see, that's why you don't clean yourself up before you come to God. You come to God and then you are clean. You know, Jesus said that ye are clean through the words that I have spoken unto you. There is nothing you can do to clean yourself well enough to approach God. You approach God on the basis of mercy and on the basis of grace. You understand? So there is nothing you can do to make yourself to transform yourself into an acceptable form with God. God himself has already accepted you. And that is one key lesson that we need to know, that no matter how many people refuse to accept you, God has already accepted you. That is the foundation of our emotion, that should be the foundation of our emotional life. That no matter what has happened, no matter what anyone is saying out there, either for me or against me, God has already accepted me in the beloved. And this is a confession that we should make on a daily basis. Just declare to yourself on a daily basis, I am already accepted by God in the beloved. I am already accepted by God in the beloved. And remember, I said that acceptance is one of the strongest testimonies of love. So when I say that I love you, it means that I have accepted you. It means that I accept you. So when I wake up in the morning and I say I love you to my daughter, it means I have accepted her. I accept her. Now, a few days ago, something came through in the post. And, you know, it came through in the post for my daughter. And she's going to be nine. She's going to be 9 years old tomorrow. So something came through in the post for her, and I think I had a clue what it was because I saw the label on the envelope, and then I pierced the envelope open, and lo and behold, it was her certificate, the certificate for the last music exam that she did. And this, you know, had to do with her piano grade one. So this was a piano grade one exam, and she had a distinction. She had a distinction, and I just loved the comment that the examiner wrote on the certificate. She said, Deborah, this is a well-earned distinction. And trust me, I was so happy. I mean, you will be happy as a dad when you get that kind of a report, you know, come through in the post for your daughter. I was really so excited and I was so happy. But I did something. I went on Twitter and I wrote something anonymously. Where I say anonymously, you wouldn't know who I was writing it about, but I was writing it about my daughter. And I wrote there, I said, look, I said, even if you don't perform and bring laurels back into this house, I still love you scatter. As in, look, I love her and I accept her fully, irrespective of achievements or non-achievements. That's exactly what I was saying. That my acceptance is unconditional. That I have accepted her not based on a condition of performance. That, oh, if she performs well, then I accept her. If she doesn't perform well, then I'll just push her away. No. Even if she did not pass that exam, she is fully accepted. she will still get the same hug from me when she walks in through the door. And that is to say that our acceptance by God is unconditional. I'll see you very shortly after the break.
So super excited to bring this news to you. Breaking Soul Ties now comes to Lagos, Nigeria on the 16th of May 2015. Register now for free on www.soulties-niger.xyz. I repeat, www.soulties-niger.xyz. Hurry now and see you there. Welcome back to the second part of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. Listen and be blessed.
Welcome back. We're going to continue our discussion with acceptance and validation. Acceptance and validation. Now, let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 29. Genesis chapter 29, and we'll start reading from verse 29. Now, this is the story of Laban, Jacob, Leah, and Rachel. Now, the background was that Jacob loved Rachel. He wanted Rachel, but Laban pulled a fast one on them. And after 7 years of labor, he offered Leah. And then said, well, it's Leah I've got to offer now. And if you, you have to do another 7 years to get Rachel. But the key thing is this. Jacob had his preference. And his preference really was for Rachel. And let's read on now. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah. That's Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah, and served him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb. Now, let's see something here. So hate in this sense does not mean that Jacob hated her. In the sense that he wanted to kill her. Not that kind of hatred. But the hatred there means that he loved her less than Rachel. But let's see what happened here. He says, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So we see here that the moment it became apparent that there was a preference by Jacob for Rachel, the Lord opened the womb of Leah. And the Bible says Leah conceived and he bore a son. So we see here that a number of times when you lose the acceptance of men, the acceptance of God kicks in for you. And that was what we read in the other scripture. That's Ephesians chapter 1 verses 5 and 6. He says that to the praise of the glory of his praise, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. But we see here that a lot of times when men withdraw their acceptance in life, there's this tendency to sort of like waver or to stagger. And then God stepped in on that occasion, and the Bible says he opened the womb of Leah. So let's draw one quick lesson here, a spiritual lesson, which is that the moment you lose the acceptance of men, you open yourself up for the productivity of God. When men withdraw their acceptance, it becomes an opportunity for you to zero in and to be more conscious of the acceptance of God. And that is what happened to Leah. A lot of times, even as spirit-filled Christians, when we lose the acceptance of men, we falter and waver to the point of throwing our vision away. That is wrong. No, that is the time for you to latch on to the acceptance of God. And the acceptance of God will bring forth supernatural productivity in your life against the backdrop of rejection that you suffered in the hands of men. Now, I know the scripture, and there was a time in my life when I suffered a massive amount of rejection from people that I had been a blessing to. And within a period of a year from that point, I mean, this was massive rejection, public rejection, very, very public rejection. A year, within a year from that incident, that was when we had our miracle child, Ianu. So you see, a lot of these things, once we have spiritual truths, once we have revelations in our hearts of what God is actually doing when these things happen, then we're on a very nice wavelength, which is this. The moment you suffer rejection from men, you put yourself on the line for the manifestation of supernatural productivity. So, but you see, many times when men leave us, we mourn their exit rather than celebrate the provisions of God, the productivity, the supernatural intervention and productivity of God. So we see here that there was a supernatural productivity that was brought in when it was detected that Jacob loved Leah less than Rachel. So let's read on. And Leah conceived and bare a son. So we've established one thing, that the rejection of men is not the end of the road for you, but the rejection of men opens unto you a new door of divine opportunities for you, opportunities for supernatural productivity. Now, and you would want to imagine that even in the midst of supernatural productivity, I mean, everything should be settled. I mean, come to think of it, yes, you got rejected by men. Now, God has shown himself strong on your behalf. He has brought supernatural productivity into your life. So, what more do you expect? As in, I mean, I should be cool at that point. Now that I have supernatural productivity in my life, I should be very cool. But we'll see from the scriptures as we read on that Leah was still not cool despite the fact that she had experienced supernatural productivity of getting her womb opened supernaturally by God. Let's read on. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. So we see here that even her testimony reflected her current mindset, which was that she didn't even zero in on the fact that the Lord had opened her womb and made her productive. She zeroed in on the fact that, oh, now that I have this miracle, maybe Jacob will now accept me. Did you see that? So we see here that despite the supernatural productivity of God being brought into her life, she still depended heavily on acceptance and validation coming in from Jacob. And let's read on. He said, surely the Lord had looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. That's all she had to say. I mean, can you just imagine? That was all she had to say. And the Bible says, and she conceived again and bare a son, and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated. You see, the same thing again. He hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me. Can you imagine? after having sex with her husband and making three sons out of sexual activity, you're still saying that hopefully your husband will be joined onto you. Just to see here that even the supernatural productivity that God brought into her life was not enough, or may like she didn't consider it enough to solve her problems. She still craved for the acceptance that would come from Jacob. And then let's go on. And because I have borne him three sons, therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left bearing. She still yet made another son. So we see here, so how many sons now? Reuben, Simeon, and Levi. So three sons now, you see, three. After three sons, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. So four sons now. After four sons, she still craved for acceptance and validation from Jacob. And you see, many times, even when God has shown himself strong in our lives, there's still that yearning for some validation, for some acceptance, for some acknowledgement from human beings around us. Now that is what we're going to look at in detail in the perspective of emotional soul ties when we come again next week. But I just want to leave you with this, that as long as you have a soul, there is that part of you that is able to react to both acceptance and rejection. Even animals react to acceptance and rejection. Even babies react to acceptance and rejection. There used to be the story of a wicked king some centuries ago, and the guy, what this wicked king did was that he wanted to perform an experiment, can you imagine, using babies. So what he did was that he separated two sets of babies. Both sets of babies will have access to food, so they were not to be starved at all. But one set of babies will be hugged by women on a daily basis. The other set of babies will not be hugged or touched by women at all, but all babies will have food to eat. You won't believe what happened at the end of the experiment. At the end of the experiment, all the babies that were being hugged daily and touched by women, they all survived. All the babies that were not being touched and were not being hugged by women, they died. But you now begin to wonder, why should they die? Why should they die? Can you think of any scientific reason why somebody should die because the person did not get hugged? Can you prove it to me scientifically? But it happened. It happened. Those babies died because there was no human warmth surrounding them. So what it then begins to tell me is that there's definitely a part of our human makeup that depends a lot on acceptance. So there is somebody, you may come into a place and said, oh no, I don't really care whether you people accept me or not. But somehow deep inside you, there is one person or a group of people somewhere whose acceptance just somehow seems to matter to you somehow. And these are things that we're going to look at in the next episode. But I'll leave you with this. Make this confession on a daily basis. I have been accepted by God in the Beloved. I have been accepted by God in the Beloved. And make sure you don't miss the next episode next week on Emotional Soul Ties. We're going to continue our discussion about validation, acceptance, and rejection.
So super excited to bring this news to you. Breaking Soul Ties now comes to Lagos, Nigeria on the 16th of May 2015. Register now for free on www.soulties-niger.xyz. I repeat, www.soulties-niger.xyz. Hurry now and see you there. Thanks for listening to this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shaladio. To learn more about Soul Ties on Twitter, please follow @Shaladio and @SoulTiesTweets. You can also visit www.breakingsoulties.com to read up on Soul Ties. To contact Shaladio, please send an email to breakingsoulties@charisministries.org. That is K-A-R-I-S. ministries.org. You can also chat with him on BBM by using the following pin: 52C7F3CD. I repeat, 52C7F3CD. We have come to the end of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shaladio. See you again same time next week. Jesus is Lord.